Blog Talk Radio.
Here is something to contemplate. Maybe we have two lives, one when asleep and one when awake.
I lost myself in moonlight last night. How fantastic! Magic, druids, discussing nature and scholastics. Behold a night elf, kind in a smile. His clothes are great and leaves, you know the druid style. He asked me, do you know about the Emerald Dream? If you're talking about my eyes, sir, your flattery's supreme. Yes, they gleam, but that's not what I meant. The dream's a place where all world's nature's content.
Good morning. Anybody else who like pulling Ginger's hair, her little ponytails, when you hear that song?
No,
I want to
no.
pull her little ponytails from side to side. I want to hear that song.
No, don't pull my little ponytails.
Oh, in a nice way, because it's so cute.
Don't pull my little ponytails. Oh my God, I can't talk. Good morning, Joe.
Get it out.
Today. You know, and apparently it's an epidemic because I see Joe over here can't talk.
Yeah, that's two tweets and they were still kind of off. It's contagious. Something is.
I know.
There's been a disturbance in the forest or something. I don't know.
Something, man. It's something. I don't know. I know what half of it is. Today it's all overcast and cool here, and all I want to do is go back to bed.
Man, I could get with that completely. So far, I got stuff to do. How you doing?
I am excellent. Sorry, you caught me drinking.
Good.
And I'm doing that tonight, too. Yay!
How you doing?
I think tonight is designated drink more while playing games tonight.
Yeah, I cannot hear you. I don't know what you did, but you moved your mouth away from the mic, and I don't know what you said. No.
That's weird. I didn't do anything different.
Did you spill a drink on your mic, Ginger?
No. Oh. Am I still quiet? Joe, can you hear me? Joe?
Well, you're getting a little better now.
Joe, can you hear me? You let me know. Can y'all hear me out there? You know
what? Wow. Wow. Okay. In case you don't know where you be, it's Lunch with Ginger and Corey. We've been off like the last half of this week. I mean, really off.
Some weird echo thing going on right now.
Who, me?
No, over on Twitch, and I don't know why.
I got no idea.
Did you
make somebody angry at the Twitch feed at the Twitch factory?
I don't think so. I could have, I guess. I don't think so.
Well, you stop it. You stop it now.
I'm trying. I'm trying. It doesn't like me.
Oh, pit those shit.
I'm working on it. I don't know what's going on. I'll check into it. It's
Joe said he's thinking he's gonna play drunking, not drinking, but drunking. APB. And yes, you do sound low. He says.
Properties. Levels.
Oh, wow, that's loud. Oh, hey.
Levels?
That's better.
Is that good? Okay. All right, I turned it up then.
All right, we know why you came here, and I'm sorry, I got gum. Y'all are in
trouble. Yay! Y'all came here for news.
Came here for news. And more specifically, the news I just tweeted. So we know when the new Xbox is coming.
When's it coming?
Well, according to some reports from around the web, most notably our friends at Eurogamer, November is when we'll get it. Mm-hmm. Information comes from veteran...
It's far away, people.
Yeah, it is. Veteran Microsoft analyst Paul Thurrott, who previously leaked the console's May 21st announcement date. Thurrott also previously claimed that the new Xbox would be released at a two specific price points. not at A, but at two specific price points, $4.99 and $2.99. With the latter, including some form of subscription, the subscription will be a fixed two-year Xbox Live Gold commitment. Thorold has said that it should be priced around $10 a month, which is what it is now. Well, thank you. This price option is the most costly over time, although it'll obviously be a cheaper initial outlay. Inside the Xbox, though, we don't know much about what's going on. After an initial taster on May 21st, which is when we'll be getting a look at it, the full launch lineup will be announced by Microsoft at its E3 press conference. On Tuesday, May 21st, they said we'll mark the beginning of a new generation of games, TV, and entertainment. Microsoft teased yesterday, on that day, we'll share our vision for Xbox and give you a real taste of the future. You know what? Y'all better bring it since you have all this fluff and bluster. I'm serious. I don't know what to think about this, Ginger.
I don't know when we're gonna be getting it. I'm a little bit concerned that both Sony and Microsoft are trying to play catch up with Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
Because of course, when the Wii U came out, it is amazing. Even with as much flack as it's been catching from everybody, because, ew, it's Nintendo, and it's meh, it doesn't have third-party support, and blah, 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 blah. What it does have is everything the PS3 and the Xbox does not. So the Xbox and the PS3, just like when Wii was released, are going to be trying to play catch-up, and I'm really concerned that we're going to get shoddy everything, yeah.
I'm worried about the fact that they are waiting till November, which means there's going to be a lot of promises made on the 21st that they're going to hope you have forgotten by November. And they do that. They did that with the Xbox, you know, the 360. You're going to be able to do this and do that. And some of these things never came to fruition. Most notably for me was the marketplace where we were supposed to be able to sell our own things back and forth to each other. And also the fact that we're going to have a browser, which we didn't get till last year. Look how long that was, people. That's almost 8 years. That
is true. And the Wii had it right off the bat, right?
Right off the bat. It was Wi-Fi out of the box. You didn't have to buy extra peripherals. If you wanted to watch your Netflix on the Wii, people who had a Wii always could watch Netflix. You know, they started making a big deal later. Xbox was like, ooh, we have Netflix. And PlayStation's like, ooh, we have Netflix. And Wii's like, we could always watch Netflix on us. What's the big deal? Is that supposed to excite us? Woo, we've always had it. And then they later on started running the promos that you could watch Netflix on the Wii. Anybody remember that? They had the whole castle and princess, and the knight was giving the princess a Wiimote, and he's like, if you need me, just call me anytime. And he hands her the Wiimote, and they're like, your Netflix is now on. Yeah, and it's been there. I don't know what they're trying to do, and I'm concerned. I don't like the things I've been hearing, although people are like, well, the always-on is not going to be bad. And the only thing that sounds good there is you're not raising the price of your Xbox Live Gold, which I wish you had lowered it, actually.
I know, right? Because that's the one thing I've been griping about. I had to think about what I was about to say there, because save time!
Just make it lower.
Yeah. Exactly. Just make it lower. Make it... Stop being such greedy little bastards. You're not offering me anything that the Wii doesn't have anyways, and I can't get for free, so...
The thing I think is the biggest selling point for the Wii U right now, especially if you have other people in your house, you don't live alone, you share a TV with somebody, is that you can still play your games on the little tablet. And you may not think that's a big deal, but I'm telling you, I want to cut Baby Natrix right now, and I wish we could do that. And she has her own TV. So if I could just give her this little pad and say, go. Because you see that I have to watch Supernatural. You're interrupting me. Take it and go. Sit there, and then we'll sit together. So I love that idea. I wish some of the companies, and it's not that they don't have third-party support. We've been arguing all week about that with some of you out there listening. They have some games, but the developers, instead of you looking at it saying, ha-ha, the developers are not giving Wii U third-party support, you should be trying to get them to. That means we get different games when we can force them to think outside of the box, because they can't. They keep giving us the same game over and over, and you're paying the $60 for it. We keep harping on that because we're trying to slap some sense into some of you. You should be pushing them towards the Wii U. You should tell them, I want to buy a Wii U, and I want you to make good games for it, something different, something that's going to challenge me as a gamer. Why do you want to keep playing Call of Duty over and over? Why do you want to keep playing Battlefield 2 over and over and over? Really? If that's the case, they don't need to make a new one. You could just sit and play it for the rest of your life. You don't need to buy the next one. It's not going to have anything different in it. Oh, now you can reload your grenades into your hands 2 seconds faster than you could in the last game. Ooh. Really? That's what you guys
are... Oh, Horace, you scared me there for a second. I thought you were telling me something was wrong with our microphones again. Sorry, I was all looking at my thing. I was like, wait, what's wrong? And then it dawned on me what he was talking about. Never mind. Never mind. And you're right.
I don't think they can steal their thunder, though, Joe, because, you know, they, as we were announcing yesterday, they're not doing press conference. They're doing something completely different. So they basically said, psh, we're done with you little boys. We're just going to go do this way. I look at that as a major snub. We don't even need a press conference because that's how awesome we are. We don't need a big one.
No, we don't. But and that's the deal. And I kept hoping, you know, that they're going to be like, you know what, Psych, we're going to give you a press conference, but it's going to be over all the third-party support. It's going to be over all these games that we're going to get that are going to be exclusive to the Wii U.
It might very well be that way.
That would be sexy. That'd be sexy, because that's what
they
did right then.
Highly sexy.
Yes. Yep. All right, so it is my go. Let me share my screen. I'm trying to get this up here. Why are you being a pantomime patooties? There we go. All right.
We want to hear about this patooties, actually.
Patooties.
Uh-oh.
Yet. Oh, there it is.
I knew it was coming. I knew it.
Madman Drop is wiggling its way to freedom on iOS and Android. Madman Drop will have you wiggling your way out of the madhouse. Featuring a truly original gameplay mechanic, Madman Drop is available now on iOS and Android. Why you no play? Hello?
Why you no work?
It's, well, I got a trailer, but it's been a pain in the ass. Anyways.
It's like press escape to exit full screen mode. How about you play? So.
All right. This is T.O. Adam's third title on mobile. Madman Drop is unique in its approach to endless falling games. Let's just say that some ragdoll physics and a straitjacket is all it takes to make a fun game. Add to it some crazy unlockable characters, power-ups, and neck-breaking action, and you have yourself a truly addictive game. If you need an original one-button game to obliterate boredom, then look no further. Madman Drop will fast-forward your life while you wait for the bus, or even while you sit in the waiting room for that mandatory psychiatric analysis every 2 weeks. Oh my god, that's hilarious. Alright, so what do you got? Crazy ragdoll physics, create your own crazy characters by mixing sets of heads and legs, one-touch gameplay, tons of objectives, leaderboards and achievements, neck-breaking action, and endless gameplay, and a trailer! It don't
want to
work.
Oh, which would be lovely, I'm sure. Look at it. Look at the graphics on it. That's awesome.
blue. Yay. Look, pretty much there's a screenshot because it's not wanting to play. There we go. Yay. Oh, you are in a straitjacket. Look at that.
I like straitjackets.
Yeah, you do.
You know, this is like that game that's been on the internet for quite a while. What's it called? Bubble Girl or Bone Girl or something like that? Baby.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yes, where you just drop her and she just...
Yeah, they just actually added points to it instead of just making it pointless. Oh,
yeah.
Gosh, she's turned into a skull. Okay, so every time he... How does he not die?
Apparently he does die sometimes. I think that's what happens when he turns into a skeleton.
He's all green. Oh, wow. Okay, I don't see the point of this game. Anyway.
I don't either, but I'm sure somebody does. Otherwise, they wouldn't have made it.
I know. Baby Nature would love it. I don't know if we can show this. You know what? Okay, I got a new game. Hang on. I got to give this to Ginger because I love when they send us stuff. I say before 10:30, people. Before 10:30. And then I get the note every time. Can you throw this in there? All right, this is rated M. If you are under the age of 17, turn your little face away. Turn it away. Don't look at it. Do not look directly into the light, Carol Ann. Turn away. All right. This is a new game from one of my favorite companies. I sometimes like them. Calypso Media. They want you to know they're heading into the sunny season with a GDC retrospective featuring new material from their stealth action title, Dark, and their action RPG, The Dark Eye, Demonicon. along with some other updates, including unveiling the pre-order bonuses for Dark. Also, Ginger, there's a new Omerta City of Gangsters content update that's coming out soon.
Ooh, I may have to go check that out.
And the extended edition for Anna. I don't know about that game. How do I not know about that? I'm all about some Tropico. Okay, so anyway, you can pre-order this to get ready to immerse yourself in the sinister world of vampires. Then it's time to check out Dark, their upcoming stealth action title for Windows PC and Xbox 360. Although Dark doesn't release until early summer here in the U.S., you can pre-order it now at Best Buy or GameStop and online via Amazon.com. You'll receive a collection of bonuses, including the theme song, a digital poster, an art book, and a digital strategy guide. I don't want any of the digital stuff. Just give me the book. Thank you very much. What do you think? Are you interested? Does this one have you interested?
I could be a little bit interested. I'd be more interested if YouTube would stop being a douchebag. Trailers.
Well, if you're having trouble viewing the trailer, as we are apparently, you can go to getintothedark.com. You can also go to their Facebook page. How do I find their Facebook page, you say? Well, you go to ours and you see what we just liked, or what I just liked, because apparently I'm not signed in as us. Signed in as myself. Same thing. Yeah, I'm interchangeable. I'm interested because it has vampires and it's stealthy. I just want to know, can I change people?
That is a very good question. I want to know this. That is, I'm kind of, ooh, hey, look at that. He had some kind of, like, mental powers.
Yeah, it looks like he can charm them or something. I don't know. I just want to know, can you turn them? Will they become your minion?
That is,
now they're asking on their Facebook page, which celebrity do you think would make a cool vampire? The one
we already have two. We have Nicolas Cage and we have Angelina Jolie.
Yep.
Both of those people are vampires.
See, I'm not sure what's going on there, because sometimes you look at it, I don't know if that's just unfinished version. Like, this one looks more like a comic book, which is pretty. And then this one looks a little more realistic. I'm not sure if they bounce back and forth, or maybe it's just, I don't know. Or maybe it's a particular view that you have when you're in vampire mode. I don't know. I said this before about this game. It may pull me back to the stealth genre, because I was not happy with Splinter Cell, which I just saw an ad for before the show, and I was still not pleased. Go away, Splinter Cell. We're broken up. Stop following me. I'm kind of liking this. I wish it was a girl, though. I wish it would have been a woman.
It would be. It would be nice. At least if they gave us the choice of either or.
Yeah, the choice would have been very, very nice. But it looks interesting. I like my vampiric.
It does look interesting. Why you don't want to work half the time? There we go.
Because
it does look good. I think I might want to play this.
It looks quite interesting.
It could be a weekend worth of fun. I'm okay with that.
Ooh.
Okay with that. I mean, as long as you're not gouging me, I might rent it.
Coming this summer.
Yay! Yeah, you are.
Get into the dark. Did y'all like that? How many people heard that logo just now, even though they didn't see? You know, you couldn't hear it, but you heard it in your head, the Xbox thing there that just went off at the end of the trailer. How many of you heard that?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm flipping back and forth between the game looks painful. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. All right, so, crikey. I understand and I wish to proceed. All of y'all understand that apparently this has something in it that they want to warn us about. Ride to hell. Grab your crew and take them on a thrilling ride. Deep Silver reveals new details on Ride to Hell Route 666. Deep Silver today is putting the pedal to the metal with more details on the upcoming action game Ride to Hell Route 666. And the world's first real-time tactics beat-em-up, players will beef up their pack of road warriors, provide them with the right gear, and take them to the streets in a merciless battle for every mile of the legendary Route 66. This trip starts this summer when the game is scheduled to hit the PlayStation Store, Xbox Live, and Steam. Tactics are essential when up against a colorful cast of enemies. Players will be able to bark orders at their fearless gang members to bring them into the right formation on the fly with easy, accessible controls. Clever tactics will be rewarded opening up enemy defenses and allowing you to get in on the action. As the leader of this lawless bunch, you can support your warriors at the front the front line or issue instructions from the back. Pick up and play action controllers. Controls allow the players to get involved in the fight at any time. You'll also be recruiting new members to join your gang, with each one bringing their own special abilities to a fight, from a big bad bruiser to sultry medics. Why is it got to be sultry medics, hey? Huh? Why can't girls be big bad bruisers?
Wait a minute, the guys aren't sultry medics?
I guess not.
Okay, this is very, very much like the game Wet, is what it looks like.
I've never played either one, so...
Oh, Wet, you missed out on one of our really... Well, I think she's one of our greatest video game action heroines who didn't get her due because some of the game mechanics were a little off, but I absolutely loved her. Her name's Ruby. If you haven't played Wet, pick it up. If you can get past the whole... some of the game mechanics and look at it as the video game version of Kill Bill, which Ginger also has not seen, have you?
I have seen the movie
Kill Bill. Okay, well, this is like the video game version of Kill Bill, the music, the everything. It's like a constant Kill Bill. And, of course, it's got some crazy in it, but I took it as such as that it was over the top because it was supposed to be. Well, I didn't take it, you know, to be, oh, my God, it has to be so, so serious. And I can't say some of the words Ruby says in the game, which I like also. She's a foul-mouthed chick. And I said over and over, although nobody got this, there's a part in the game where she cuts somebody and his blood splashes on her face and it totally pisses her off. And guys don't get this, but girls do. I just spent all this day doing my makeup and hair and I had to cut you because you were acting up and now blood is on my face. You mm-hmm. gonna die.
Somebody's gonna get hurt.
Now you gonna
Somebody's
die.
Gonna get hurt bad.
This hair costs $70. It cost me $30 to get my makeup done.
Look. I don't understand that. Why does it cost so much more for girls to have their hairs done? You know, because guys go, $15, you've got a good haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Girls, $15? No, we're going to come out there with, like, lopsided bangs, and our hair's not going to be even. It's going to be bad.
And the longer your hair is, the more money it costs.
Yes, yes, and the more hair. Yeah, I mean, like, I go and have my hair dyed, it costs about $85. Just
because your hair's super long.
Long and thick. It takes, like, 2 packages of their dye to get my hair. It's crazy.
And I have the racially confused hair, which is a whole other ball of wax of plants living in Texas because they've got to try to figure out what. Yes, they got to try to figure out what to put in it. Okay, we're trying to keep down the frizz, so we got to mix this and this, and then we're gonna wash it with this, and then we're gonna do this. Yes, yeah, so I'm in there for 3 hours, no matter where I go. $80 $80 when I leave, at minimum $80.
Yeah.
That's for a washing.
I know. Every time I go, I hear, "Why is it going so much?" I can dye your hair. No, you can't. No, you can't. No.
Go Southern and say, quit playing. All right, Labor MP. Oh, wow. Mina's gum and I getting along today. It's not my week. I'm glad it's the last of the week. Okay, MP, Labor MP, Chia Onwara, says that only 6% of UK ICT workers are female. Yes, this is an ongoing topic. Yes. The hot topic of women in games was raised in Parliament this week as Labour MP Chi Onawaran put pressure on the government to provide more than just warm words to increase the number of women working in ICT and video game development. Oh, that's right. Don't be appeasing us. He says it's certainly the case that the video games industry is a modern one, and one would hope it would be reflective of society, including those who play games. But it's not. This is what she told the House of Commons. She says, my figures show that only 6% of those who work in ICT in the UK games industry are women, despite the fact that they make up 50% of those who play games. That's right, guys. We are officially at 50. Be afraid. She added that she approached a number of large technology companies in the UK for information on the percentage of female employees and revealed that Google and Microsoft refused to provide data on the grounds of confidentiality. In other words, we ain't got no women. We don't want you to know. wait a minute, I'm also trying to tweet at the same time. Okay, so continuing on with that, she says that it's rather strange because it suggests that either Google and Microsoft do not know how to aggregate and anonymize such information, which, given that they are the leaders in big data management, is a worry, or that they have so few women employees that giving the figure would necessarily identify individuals. That is also very worrying, she said. According to GI.biz, she says, I'm worried that Microsoft and Google, which are role models in their own right, do not appear to want to let anyone know how well or how badly they're doing. She argued the government needs to provide more than mere warm words of support to address the situation and call for more engagement with large technology employers and a shift in the attitudes to lead boys' toys featuring ICT components and girls' toys being pink and patronizing, because they are. She says, as well as improving the impact of ICT, we need to look at the working environment of women in ICT and higher secondary and, very importantly, primary education. She said, we need to look at our culture, which socializes girls to think that ICT is not for them. And that is so very, very, very true. I'm going to tell you how bad it is. Went to pick up Baby Natrix yesterday. As y'all know, I tell you, Baby Natrix, we call Baby Spielberg. And she asked, could she direct her school play? Now, there's females directing it, but then she wanted to do something like tape it with her cell phone, and these women were all, like, blown away. Well, why do you want to – how is she going to tape it? What's she going to do with it? I said, she'll probably do some movie, something with it. That's what she does. Oh, I don't know how to do that. You know, I don't see any point in doing that. You know,
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And, of course, I didn't get
to go off on them. I don't even know where to start on that.
I didn't get to go off on them. She did. Baby Nature. I'm amazed at how deeply she is into her directing. She started naming off women directors. Blah, 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 blah. And this one has the highest rated. This is another director up and coming. She's the highest rated on YouTube, and she was picked up by blah, blah. And, yes, of course, I want to be. I was like, oh, I didn't know. I don't know who that is. No, I don't know who that is. This ain't my. That's not my realm. I do games. She's movies. I don't know. I don't know who that is. But apparently she does. She's like, well, it's scary, and her school is science and music, and it seems like the only science that they're even interested in is just earth science. There's tons of other sciences, and we're still teaching our girls that this is not for them. I'm also very proud to report that she's supposed to go into camp this summer. She's actually having a conundrum of picking the writing or the computer camp that they're offering.
Ooh. Oh, that would be hard to choose from.
She's having a hard time choosing. And the computer one is actually, they're going to teach them how to program in Java, C++. She's going to let them. It's not for us. We're too old. They won't let us in. It's her age, 17. And when they're done, they're also going to teach them how to build a computer. When they're done, they walk away with a fully built computer. And she's looking at it. She's like, do you know PHP? I said, well, I know some. Do you know C++? Yes. Do you know Java? No. She's like, so I'll know a language you won't. Exactly. Yes, you will. She's like, that's awesome.
That is. And that is always the ultimate goal for a kid, to be smarter than the parents.
So I think Photoshop is thrown in there, too. So when walk away, they're badasses. Yeah, it's great, and I don't know why they don't teach it in schools. It's, oh, God.
They should, but the reason why they don't is because so many of the teachers don't know how to do this stuff.
I feel like this. I told y'all, I'm going to start walking around and I'm going to appoint myself the tech police. If I see you walking around and you come up to me and say, you know, I don't know how to use my iPhone, I'm going to take it from you and I'm going to step on it and then I'm going to slap you and say, you don't need to have it.
Well, step on it and slap you. That's
I am. I'm going to take it and throw it on the ground, step on it, and then I'm going to slap you and say, you don't need to have this. If you don't know how to use it, you don't need to have it.
This is true. You know, and I can't say that I've got a phone, and I know it has all sorts of cool stuff that I could set it up to do, but I'm just too lazy. I know that they're there. I can do it.
Talk about what you know, because my phone has some things on it I haven't played with yet. Sometimes life keeps you away from it. But I mean, literally, remember I told you the person that didn't know how to use a slider to unlock their phone screen so they could
use it?
That's ridiculous. Why did you buy a $600 phone and you don't know how to use it?
I don't understand, because I'm sitting here looking at mine. How would you not know? It says slide here. Slide.
My phone has locked me out. Your phone's locked you out. Oh, you forgot your PIN number. No, it has this lock here and this red thing. I don't know what to do.
Oh, my dear Lord.
Y'all know I'm giving face right now. That's ridiculous. $600 it costs.
Women, stop this. This whole wanting to be not as smart as the men thing, it is really, really, really irritating.
Now,
really irritating. And men love it.
Joe says he wants to know if that 15% is hardcore or casual gamers. And you know what? That line there between hardcore and casual, we have been trying to blur it for the longest, and it's becoming more blurred. Because I don't know if he's been listening to our show to hear my spiel on difference, but the difference of what most people think means casual and hardcore means the type of game you play. And I have told you all, my cousin is She would not be considered a hardcore gamer by the fact of what she plays. Okay, she likes her Bejeweled and she likes The Sims. But when what to me what makes a person hardcore is their love of their game. What will you do? Will you stand outside and wait to pick this game up the same way the Call of Duty people do? And she has. We have been in line at Walmart at 2 o'clock in the morning waiting for Sims. Me and her, we have been. We have been outside the store when they released a Bejeweled for her DS. You know, she's waiting on the store to open. She's like, I got to get Bejeweled. And I'm telling you, you don't want to play her for money. We used to work together, and she would eat these chicks up, $20 a pop. She'd be like, we're going to play Bejeweled. And they'd be like, oh, you can't beat me. Okay, I bet you I have a score of 300,000 in under 2 minutes. And she did, and she would. This, to me, is I'm hardcore. It's not the game. It's your love of what you play. How good are you at it? Can you
exactly own other people? Exactly.
Yeah. So I don't like that the hardcore casual. It is. We're all gamers.
Yes.
I just talk to little old ladies that play Battlefield and young boys that you know play Cooking Mama. It's just, do you love it? Do you love it? Are you willing to? Are you having to decide between, do I want to eat or do I want to pick up Cooking Mama? Don't want.
Exactly.
You are hardcore in my book. Mm-hmm. Serious business.
Mm-hmm. All right. Amen. All right, so THQ, exactly. How bendy are you? Can you, you know, have your ankles? Because,
oh no, did you say how bendy?
Mm-hmm. THQ's long list of creditors are seeking an estimated $200 million from the bankrupt publisher. I'm always curious about this. If a company's bankrupt, where the hell do you expect to find the $200 million?
Well, bankruptcy doesn't mean you have no money. It means you're trying to keep people from taking it from you.
That's true. All right, so this is according to a filing with the Bankruptcy Court of Delaware. Some of those creditors include Microsoft, who registered a claim with the court for $213,772, and the licensing fees for third-party peripherals, and $888,652 for financing fees. UFC parent company Zuffa LLC wants $1.9 million for unpaid royalty fees. Codemasters has asked for $1 million in unpaid royalties. Stock on Dirt 3, Body Count, F1 2011, and other titles. And Costume Quest and Stacking Maker Double Fine Productions is seeking $595,000 in royalties related to the sale of games and money owed for PlayStation Plus promotions. Tattoo artist Christopher Escobedo claims he's owed $4.16 million as part of a copyright infringement suit filed last November over the inclusion of a tattoo he created that is permanently tattooed on the skin of UFC fighter Carlos Condit.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's all kind of tangled and
tangled. Yeah. Former THQ executive Jason Rubin and Jason Kay are seeking $2 million and $2.1 million. $2 million respectively. Their claims stem from unpaid salary and severance and money related to breach of employment agreements. Wow, that's a lot of money. THQ subsidiaries in Europe, Asia, and Australia are also looking for, you know, money. They got their hand out. Where's our money? The ESA is seeking $190,000 for booth space reserved for E3 2013. Holy crap, are you kidding me? $200,000 for a booth at E3? Holy crap,
yeah.
You guys are cleaning up.
Yeah.
Lucasfilms is also there. Give us their money. Oh, my God. If claims are paid, they won't be paid out until the end of May, according to a bankruptcy case counselor speaking to Polygon, which is where I pulled this from. Oh, my God. That is $200 million. Holy effing love. Whoa.
Yep, they are going to have to come up off of the cash. Or, as you say, grab the ankles.
Mm-hmm. You know what caused this? Those stupid red balloons.
Yeah, you know what? That was the beginning of the end for them.
It was.
We said you guys are going to go down. Oh, my God. We did say that. We predicted that. You cannot be killing off the dolphins or ducks or whatever is living there in the San Francisco Bay. You can't do that.
We totally did.
The Bay is famous. You can't just be putting balloons out, talking about, what did they say? Oh, they're biodegradable. And how long? 40 years? That duck is going to die.
After the ducks have choked to death on them?
That duck is going to die tomorrow. He don't have 40 years because he swallowed your balloon. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, THQ. I really wanted you to stick around at least, you know, so Metro last night could make it. But it's going to make it anyway, so it's available for pre-order. I'm fine. You can go now.
Well.
You can go now. All right. Oh, gosh. So much juicy news. Okay, I got two things to do here. First of all, I didn't get
what
to tell
you. Got? You ain't got
Yeah, I didn't get to tell you guys about this earlier in the week. There is a Ratchet and Clank movie coming.
Ratchet and Clank movie.
Yes, I never played Ratchet and Clank, but I know one of my PMS sisters there, Athena, had a deep and just depraved relationship with Ratchet and Clank. Like, we couldn't get her to leave the room during one of these conferences because she was in bed like, I am not going anywhere. I got to play this. Y'all go, what you going to do? What you going to do? Shut up. Get moved from in front of the TV. Move. I need to see.
Wow.
But the film is being created by Rainmaker Entertainment and Blockade Entertainment, but Insomniac will have a hands-on role in the film's production. Ratchet and Clank writer T.J. Fixman will be penning the script for the film. Rainmaker has had some previous experience with CG films, because it's going to be a CG film, from their production of Escape from Planet Earth. It was the studio's first film, and it earned more than $60 million worldwide. I never played it. I think I never saw that one either. Blockade is the studio behind upcoming direct-to-video CG animated film based on the Heavenly Sword game. Oh, I heard about that. I didn't know it was going straight to video.
Oh, my God.
This film is supposed to be directed by Toy Story 2 and Finding Nemo director of photography Jerica Cleland. James A. Taylor, David Kay, and Jim Ward will reprise their roles as Ratchet and Clank, Ratchet, Clank, and Quark, respectively. Smart. Get the original voices. Nice. Ratchet and Clank is a world-renowned video game franchise that appeals to a broad audience. Blockade CEO Brad Foxhoven told Variety this. It says, by working closely with SCEA and Insomniac, we'll remain true to the game's expansive mythology while also creating a story that'll capture the imagination of those who will be new to this incredible world. It's meant for a mass audience and not just those who know the franchise. Now, though the games provided the source material, Blockade and Rainmaker aren't going to remain shackled to what has come before. It says, you don't want to alienate the core people that made the franchise so successful, but at the end of the day, the game itself is irrelevant. GI.biz is reporting that they said it's
wait,
all
wait,
about
wait, wait,
what
wait, hold on. Did I just say coming to theaters in 2015?
You heard what I said.
Holy crap.
This is going to be great to see a fantastic animated movie, blah, 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 blah. So those of you who love you some Ratchet and Clank will be really excited. And those of you who've been meaning to play it, you got 2 years to get it done. Get her done. Get on in there and play
get
it.
Get her done.
Get her done.
Get her done.
And I also have to do, it's time for sales.
Uh-huh. Oh, sales. Let's do sales. I like sales.
It be Friday. You know, these sales are not looking as good as they were last week. I'm just going to tell y'all. All right. If you never picked up the GTA Complete package, Ginger.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It is on sales team. It's still half off. $24.99 for you. Yes. I'm sorry. That's all of them, it looks like. All of the games, Ginger. Now, if you just want the GTA 4, it's still half off. It is $14.99, or if you just want GTA 4 the base, it's $9.99. Those of you who never played Magicka, and we're telling you, if you haven't played it, you are missing out. Magicka is $4.99 for just the base one. That's at Gamer's Gate. And if you want the whole collection, it is only $14.98. LA Noire is on sale on Steam, 75% off, $5, people. If you want the complete edition, $7.50, $2 more. No, I'm going to try to crack that open this weekend. I'm going to try real hard. I'm going to try real hard to get to some L.A. Noir. Tomb Raider. I don't know which one it is, but it's on sale $24.99, which probably means it's the new one or somewhere in there. I don't know. Assassin's Creed 3. Didn't get to play that one. Gamer's Gate. It's $24.98. Can we get some of that 35-cent business here, people?
I know, right? Where's this some good money?
Last week was nice. Overlord, the complete pack. I started playing Overlord on Facebook, and it is so buggy on Facebook. It could be awesome, but it's buggy. Oh, it's $5.99 at Gamer's Gate if you want the full version. Okay, you never played GTA Vice City? Pick it up on Steam, $4.99. Sniper Ghost Warrior is on sale. Green Man Gaming, 80% off. It's $1.99. See, now we're getting lower. We're getting into the good stuff.
Far enough.
Tropico Trilogy. That's right up my alley. Joe, you're supposed to be getting it with me. Come on. $6.78 for the trilogy. Of course, you'll have some stuff I won't, so you're going to have to share. $6.78 for the Tropico Trilogy. Magicka, the Heirlooms item pack. Only $1 at Gamer's Gate. Max Payne, the bundle, $7.49. Steam. Ooh, that's not bad. That's right nice. I'm telling y'all, that's a Wendy's sandwich. Omerta, City of Gangsters, 1997. We still have a code for one of those, I believe, to give away. I don't know what happened, why I forgot about that code, Ginger May. Mm.
We're going to give that away because that was a good game.
We got to give that away to somebody. Anybody wants it, if you listen to this, I don't care when, we got one. You
the what first was person. The word of the day for Ginger?
Yeah, at the beginning of the show. You have to go back and listen. Everybody's like, I was half paying attention. Yeah, now you got to go back and listen again. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Tropico 4, they've got a whole bunch of little add-ons. Pirate Haven DLC, the Juanita Military DLC, and the Quick Dry Cement. Each one of those is $250. I want them. I love Tropico. It's really sad how addicted I am to Tropico. I love it. Okay, Dreamcast Collection. This is brand new. I don't know what's in it. But it is $7.49, and it has some of the older Dreamcast games. It looks like I see a little bit of Sonic in there, some DDR, looks like some cat. What is that game with the caviar, the Burnout, not Burnout, Fallout, I don't know. You know, the car driving game where you were in the car with your girlfriend and you were driving really fast and trying not to hit people and you would fly out, whatever it is. That one, Sea Bass Fishing, Ginger Fishing. Yeah, all that stuff is in there. King Arthur Collection, on sale at Gamers Gate. $9.98 if you never play that. The Showdown Effect, also $5 at Gamers Gate. Gamers Gate has some amazing sales every week, much more than Steam. Port Royal 3, which I did not like at all, but you might. $12 at Gamers Gate. Thief Deadly Shadows, as we've told y'all, Thief, the new one is coming out soon, so if you want to get caught up on your Thief, $13.99, you can go ahead and play the Thief Deadly Shadows, and probably you can find an abandonware of the original, or if you ask me nicely, I might be inclined to copy my disc for you. No, I can't do that. Darn it, I shouldn't have said it on air. Keep with me later. Unstoppable Gorg, which both Ginger and I did get to play last year. Remember that game?
Yes.
The Tower Defense?
Amazing game. I love that game.
I don't normally like Tower Defense games, but it was interesting because you could put your stuff wherever you wanted, which I like. Tower Defense usually forces you to go along a path. This one, not so much.
I like that game. The game was awesome.
It was. And it was hilarious.
I love the game for a little bit.
Yes, you did. We both did. I had the iPad version, and you were playing on PC. Oh, it was nice. $2.99 for that one at Gamers Gate.
It's not bad. People go and get that one. Seriously.
It really is nice. Hacker Evolution, I am not fond of. It is very much a knockoff of Introversion's Uplink. But if you just want to...
It's a hacker game, Corey.
It's not the same as Uplink. It is $1.99. Still Life, Ginger. This was right up your alley. Steampunked. All steampunked out. $2.49 on Steam. Still Life.
Well, that's not bad. I may have to grab that one.
I think that's Still Life that's steampunk. I may be off. Oh, you know what? I think I lied. You'll have to go look and see.
You lied to me?
Maybe it's you know what? I'm sorry. It's not Still Life. It's Siberia. Those games came out at the same time. That's why I'm getting confused. Siberia, very old. It is steampunk. That was a steampunked out. It's got a girl lead. It's $7.99 at Green Man Gaming. And then I'm going to give y'all two more. Two more. Y'all ready? Two more for this?
Yes.
People that never played the original Ghost Recon, it is on sale at Gamers Gate for $4.
Yay!
Okay. And then one more for you. Team Raider 5, The Chronicles.
Team Raider!
$2.49 at Green Man Gaming. $2.49. Not bad.
Okay.
Okay, so people, like I said, get your gaming on. You got about $10. That's enough for quite a few Wendy's sandwiches on the value menu because, you know, you got to eat through the weekend so you don't have to leave the house, especially here in Texas because we get in storms. I'm not leaving the house.
Yeah, we are. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, I know. I keep sticking my head back here. I've got a goat that's on the loose. I'm going to have to go chase him a bit.
Every time she says that, it makes me laugh. So you get your
sandwich. I know I was hearing them screaming, and I finally noticed why, because baby's loose.
Oh, Lord. So you get your sandwich, and you get your games, $3, $4. You get you a new one, a brand new one, one you never played. Anybody else get all excited? I love a new game on a Friday. That's like I used to live for that, especially when I had, you know, the wrapping and the way it smells.
Uh-huh.
And the sound, and you get your scissors when you get home, and you're all driving in the car, you're singing because you got a new game. Oh, man, nothing like it. Nothing like it.
Horace, what are you trying to spell? Because that's twice in a row. You just totally butchered it. Good Lord. You know what? None of us should be allowed to talk today. We're tight for that. Oh, my God.
What did he say on air? What did I say on air, really?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out.
I don't know what I said. I just know, oh, man, I want me a new game. I just, that's why I'm going to try to play L.A. Noire.
Some other people were hoping for a new game, but it's not going to happen, and they're getting refunds.
Uh-oh.
Death Inc. developer closes door, promises full refund for paid alpha. This is Why you cannot pay for alphas, people.
Well, no, you can pay for alpha member introversions doing that, but you got to make sure you keep a steady flow. How much money did they raise? Go ahead, tell them.
I don't know. Let me see. Monster Meltdown and Death Inc. developer Ambient Studios announced that its company website, on its company website, that it's going to be shutting down as a result of serious financial issues. It's time for a sad announcement. Ambient is shutting its doors. It's been an amazing ride. We've produced some amazing products like Monster Meltdown and Death Inc. We're super proud of what we achieved, but ultimately we didn't manage to make enough money to keep the wolves from the door. And so we had to make the difficult decision that it is no longer feasible for Ambient to continue operating. Thank you so much for all your support and encouragement along the way. We've got no regrets, and we've loved every minute of it. The company tried its hand at a paid alpha for Death Inc., but the money generated from it was not enough to pay down whatever debt and expenses the studio faced. The statement goes on to say that those who contributed to the paid alpha program will be getting refunds. Obviously, we cannot deliver on the commitments we made in the various Death Inc. alpha tiers. If you're one of those alpha backers, don't worry. We will be issuing full refunds, so you will not be in any way out of pocket. The decision to close its doors seems a bit abrupt, but clearly the company has more information on its financial situation than the rest of us do. So sad to see that they had to make this choice, and I hope that everybody who's lost a job here is able to find another one. And at least they didn't just take the money and run.
Well, wow, that's sad. I feel very, very bad for them.
I do, because you know these people, when they make companies like this, they believe in what they're doing. They think, oh, this is the best thing ever. Of course it's going to make money. They love it so much, and then it just crashes. So.
Well, it looks like they didn't do a whole lot of marketing, because I didn't even know they had that, you know, same thing that introversion had.
Yeah. I don't know.
Where they were raising money, you know, because introversions, what they made in the millions, so they're straight for development as long as they manage their funds. So I don't know. All right, TechCrunch is reporting that any one game has raised $1 million for a game called Just Sing It. It's a mobile karaoke game. According to the report on TechCrunch, the funding was raised on the back of Just Sing It's strong early performance. The game was downloaded 80,000 times its first 2 weeks, hitting number one in the App Store music category. Anyone claims it's hosted more than 500,000 sessions in that time. Anyone's investors includes Tribeca Venture Partners, Allura Ventures, M8 Capital, Inuac Ventures, among others. Judd.biz is reporting that any one game will use the money to further develop the product and expects to eventually rebrand the entire company as Just Sing It. In an interview with TechCrunch at the time of the game's launch, any one game's CEO, Alec Andronikov, outlined his plan to surpass the success of existing karaoke apps by introducing mechanics from social gaming. Just Sing It's structure is similar to that of Draw Something, with competing players attempting to guess the song the other one is singing. I don't know what to say about that.
I do not know. I do. I'm sorry. I was dealing with something over here. I don't know.
I don't know if I want to hear people singing all out loud at random into their phone. I'm just saying.
That could be actually kind of fun.
You know, you would think so, but Rock Band, like I would go through, because they would have all these challenges on Rock Band, which was, this is where they messed up. It was very convoluted. That should have been on the front page, you know, the challenges, but you had to go and find it. But I would sometimes pop in and listen to people singing. I'd be like, no, I don't think.
Yeah, but on the phone, can you imagine somebody on the subway playing this game, singing their little heart out to the phone, and everybody around them being like, shut the hell up.
See, that's the other thing. You can't really sing, because if you start singing too loud and people start talking, that messes up your score. The phone is going to pick that up.
Exactly. You know, and, you know, if you have annoying siblings like I did, and, you know, one of them starts singing, you all start doing the whole little howling noises. Oh, oh, yeah.
You know what? I'm going to start doing that.
that'll get shoes thrown at you quick.
I'm going to just start doing it. Every time somebody starts saying something, I want to hear, oh.
Yeah, because we all like to sing, and we were all very certain that none of us should ever be able to sing. So one of us would start to sing, the rest of us would all start howling to make our point. All right, Dragons Profit opened its guild registration program. Infernal Productions successfully launched the guild registration program for Dragon's Prophet, the new MMORPG by Runewalker Entertainment, the developers of Runes of Magic. Guild leaders are invited to register their guilds, allowing all of its members to join the closed beta and maybe, possibly, win fabulous prizes. The community is at the heart of any online role-playing game. Infernum is well aware of that fact and therefore offers simple solutions for Dragon's Prophet fans to register and access the game together with their friends. The guild registration program will guarantee any guild with a minimum of 10 members access to the closed beta. That's kind of cool. Additionally, Infernum will give one lucky guild the opportunity to be the first ever to set foot on the Atrian Sky Archipelago. Archipelago? Anyways. The floating islands where the guild members will build their own homes. Oh, see, that's hot. That's hot. I like that.
Ooh, what game is this now? What is this again?
Dragon's Prophet.
Ooh, I want it.
I loved that Dark Age Camelot. We had our guild houses. I mean, we had our personal houses. Then we had our guild houses. Oh, my God, I loved it. Anyways, additionally, Infernum will give one lucky guild the opportunity to be the first ever to set foot on the Archipelago. The winning guild will be granted 5 housing plots for its officers, alongside 4 medium homes, and a large mansion for the leader of the guild, so they can lay the foundation of their future village. Guild village! Oh my God, I love this! Additionally, all guild members will be granted early access to open beta and an exclusive in-game title. The guild also receives a free 1-year ultimate subscription to Engine, the guild hosting solution. For Maverick Dragon's Prophets who choose not to get involved in the guild just yet, registrations for the closed beta is on the official website and is still open. Those who opt to secure their access immediately can get a Founder's Package, which comes with an exclusive mount and many in-game items at the open beta start. So again, this is Dragon's Prophets. You can find them over at dragonsprofiteurope.com. I may have to check this out. I love me some player housing. More games should do it.
I love it, but I don't like. I would like it if it was more like in Salem, where somebody can come over and mess with your stuff. Because I love going to track people down and get revenge. Yeah, that's fun for me. Call of Duty. City of Heroes had that. You had a what is it? It was called your super base. You know, like your superheroes, and people. You could plan raids to go into super base, but I always wanted it to be just if you found one, you just could go in and just raid it. I didn't want so.
Dark Age Camelot, when they first released their player housing, we are still using the old Frontiers. If anybody who's played Dark Age Camelot will know what I'm talking about between the new and old Frontiers. But anyways, with the old Frontiers, you could, if you're very 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 good, sneak past the gate to come into the other people's realms, and then you could work your way around to the housing and go into the housing area. It was hard. It was hard and it was treacherous, and 9 times out of 10 you were going to die, but that 10th time! Ooh. And then you could go cause all sorts of havoc, killing people inside their houses. It was great.
You going to die, homie!
Man, I tell you, that was some work. Some serious work for that to happen, but yeah.
You gonna die, homie.
You gonna die.
Okay, you know what? I want to be mad because I keep seeing all these hidden object games, and I think they're stupid, but when I start to play them, I can't stop.
Well, then why did you play them?
I don't know. It's one of those, like, it's like crack, you know? You say, this is stupid. Okay, 5 hours later, I'm still playing.
It's so stupid that I'm addicted. Give me more. Stop saying.
Somebody just sent me a link to one called something Fashion Murder, and it's a, yeah, I'm, don't be sending me that. That's not cute.
but, it might be.
Yeah. No, Hostile Makeover is the name of it. Yeah, I don't, no.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very fun.
No, it looks like it's fun and everything. You know, it's got clothes in it. You know how we roll. No, I'm going to need y'all not to do that. I'm trying to get into me some Tropico or something this weekend. I need to play something else. I got to play something. My hands are shaking.
Like I said, there's going to be some drunken APB.
You on your own with the drunken APB, but I will laugh. Please don't post any naked pictures.
There's going to be no naked pictures. This is going to be me talking in local, drunk, trolling people, getting trolled. Yeah.
Y'all, come pick up your gingers.
I'm coming.
Come pick up your gingers. Come and get your gingers.
It's going to be great. You should be there. be there or be square.
Mm-hmm. Come and get your ginger.
Ooh. Come on, open up. Open up faster. Open up faster.
Did you get some juice that just came in?
Senate confirms no action on CISPA bill.
Ha ha.
Right now. As Atlantic Wire points out in this article, earlier this week, we told you the CISPA, you know, we protested it on Monday. We told you it passed on Thursday. I told you yesterday that it was all but dead in the Senate as lawmakers in the upper house tackle issues that they deem more important this year. Seriously, tackle everything but this, okay? The Atlantic Wire describes the fate of CISPA in the Senate as dying a quiet death in the Senate this week, as the committee that would be responsible for the bill confirms that it has no plans to tackle this issue, at least not as part of some gigantic piece of legislation. It's probably going to try to tack it onto something else, though, so watch out for that, people. The Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation is not completely forgetting about CISPA, though. We're not taking CISPA up, a committee representative told the media on Thursday. Staff and senators are divvying up the issues and the key provisions everyone agrees would need to be handled if we're going to strengthen cybersecurity. Mm-hmm, they'll be drafting separate bills. Mm-hmm. While this may seem like a cause for celebration for our opponents of the bill, the ACLU's Michelle Richardson urges opponents to remain vigilant over the rest of 2013. I think it's dead for now, but we need to be vigilant as the year moves on to make sure that whatever the next product is, it's not CISPA light. It's probably going to happen. Somebody's going to try it. Several times at least, somebody's going to try to tack this on as something else. So, just watch out, people. Stay vigilant. If we tell you to protest and start writing, you know what? No. Just go ahead and start writing your senators now. Do it. DECA.com, I think. Do it.
Or videogamevoters.org. You got a ton of stuff.
Yes.
Okay. You're just going to throw that up, and then we're going to be out of here after we do this one. You people that love you some House of the Dead, you got an iPhone? Work. This was, of course, originally re-released on the Wii, or the first time it was on a home console. It's been resurrected for release on iOS devices. Why no Droid? It's been retitled as House of the Dead Overkill, The Lost Reels. The on-rail Sega shooter has been, I think it was on Sega. It has been split up into three chapters, each containing four levels. The first two are included in the initial price, $2.99, but you'll have to pay a dollar or $1.49, whatever it is, cookies, candy, whatever it is, for the final third. You can also buy in-game currency, coins, spelled with a K, by the way, to exchange for better weapons. This is why our kids can't spell. Cut that out. House of the Dead Overkill TLR replaces the game's original Wii light gun style shooting with a virtual joystick alternative. Although a tap-to-shoot option is also available, the game's witty and swear-filled banter between the two characters has also been removed. Aw, come on. It's the second release for the game following an updated port for the Sony PlayStation 3, which utilized the Move controller. I didn't even know they had done that.
Me either.
I was hoping.
Oh, hey, that's got some words in it that are like written that are not work safe.
Yeah, they said they removed the. Of course, it's House of the Dead for iPhone. I don't like it either. Or I don't like the idea. I thought if they did it, it would be more like there's a game called Wild West or something that's out on iPad, iPhone, where you actually have to be aiming the phone at an opponent. Like, it doesn't matter if they're in the room with you or not. You're playing against a real person, and it's a draw. You know, you have to draw faster than them. You actually have to draw the phone out and then line it up with the person before you could shoot them. Whether they're there with you or not, they could be, you know, in Paris, but you're doing a contest against them, and you can rob people. And that game doesn't get a whole lot of love. But, yeah, I was hoping it would be like that, you know, the House of the Dead with you, you know, you moving the phone around the room and you have to be aiming at them to shoot, which makes it a more 3D immersive experience, which is what we're trying to go, I thought. Some of you are confused about how this is supposed to work. We're supposed to be doing new stuff. But, anyway, it's about
that. It's
about time for us to get out of here.
It is Friday, folks. Stay safe this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Get your game on.
Stay indoors if you're in Houston or in Texas in general, because, you know, our storms are huge and they cover the entire state. So Ginger's getting it. So am I.
Contact me if you want a goat, because I'm seriously going to strangle this one.
Mm-mm. I got a kitten face. I don't want nothing to do with a goat.
He's tiny.
Miss Peck. Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. 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 Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho. Baby, I'm in love with you. Hey ho.
Yeah, when I first saw you eating those dots in that maze, I knew you were no ordinary yellow circle.
Baby, I'm in love with you.
Mean, colorful ghosts. We'll try to
Ginger.
You.